Look, the shortwave transmissions have got a very long and distinguished history. I suppose I can't help thinking, though, that I guess this is a sense of technology really overtaking that that form of broadcasting. I think it's a very different world these days than the sort of the heyday of shortwave broadcasting in past decades. But it's a pity because I guess we've all got fond memories of tuning into to Radio Australia by shortwave radio in the past.
Isn't one of the key elements of this decision, though, that the risk that it may pose, particularly during times of emergency? We've seen two huge cyclones strike in the Pacific over the last couple of years, and during an emergency like that, shortwave broadcast can be a lifesaver.
Yeah, look, I think the whole media and communications scene has really changed pretty dramatically over several decades in the Pacific, and there are now, I think there are more options available for public broadcasters, for governments, communities to access information. So I certainly, you know, there will be some people who still listen on shortwave, but I think it is a diminishing audience. I think you'd have to say that. And I certainly, people of my acquaintance, fewer and fewer people would use shortwave radios.
But what about those that continue to rely on a shortwave, particularly, in, for example, in rural areas of Papua New Guinea? The numbers that we understand are pretty high for those who can't access a digital technology. They would rely still on shortwave to get to any sort of broadcast coming out of Radio Australia.
Yeah, look, I don't actually know the numbers. I'm not sure what the figures are that you'd be citing there. But like I say, I think there are a lot more options available these days for governments, for broadcasters. And I think there's a sense in which shortwave may be a technology that's been perhaps superseded.
Now, our understanding is that accurate figures, in fact, are being gathered by the ABC right now, which therefore it makes me wonder, why would they make this decision if they don't already have that information? Could it perhaps be a little precipitate?
Oh, well, look, it's not for me to question the management's decision on these things. I'm not sure what considerations that they've taken. I don't have all those numbers.
It does seem rather curious, though, that this decision is being taken at a time when the BBC is poised to invest massively in the World Service, and part of that investment actually includes more shortwave broadcasting, I believe, into Africa.
Yeah, but like I say, I think certainly the media scene in the Pacific has changed quite a lot over the past, say, 30 years or so. I think there are a lot more options these days. There's a lot more providers around. I think domestic broadcasters themselves have become a lot more capable, a lot more skilled. They've got more sources of information themselves. So there's, in a sense, certainly in that routine sense, there's less reliance on Radio Australia as a source of day-to-day information. So, you know, there's obviously a lot of considerations that go into the mix of any decision, and I'm not privy to those decisions, those calculations.
Do you have a view then, assuming that this shutdown will go ahead at the end of January, which certainly looks highly likely at the moment, do you have a view on how the money that will be saved, we believe around $2.8 million a year, could be reinvested for the benefit of the Pacific?
I think it would be great if savings could be reinvested, I guess, increased journalistic resources, increased attention on the part of the ABC to reporting on the Pacific. I think that's really important, and certainly over the past few years there's been it would seem that there's been a decline in those sort of resources. So I think that would be terrific. I think Pacific Islands journalists value the relationships they've got with ABC and ABC journalists, and there's been some great capacity-building training initiatives, partnership arrangements entered into in the past. So I think it would be terrific if that sort of thing could be continued and indeed enhanced.